Hey, what's up, guys, and welcome back to Life with Style. I'm your host, Guy Vaught, and on this episode, we sit down with Donovan Manguba Glover. He's an incredible tattoo artist, shop owner of Rising Tide Tattoo here in Hawaii, world traveler, toy collector, and just all around really, really good dude. So sit back, relax, enjoy getting to know Donovan. All right, guys, welcome back to the show. Got you guys another solid guest. Super stoked to have this guy on the show. We've been trying to put this one together, like I said, for a minute. Finally got a hold of him. Donovan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
All right, man. So just a little bit about your background, kind of how you got into tattooing. Obviously, you guys just opened an incredible, incredible shop. If you want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. I'm fortunate to be the owner of Rising Tide Tattoo. We have a phenomenal family here. One-stop shop for everything, whether it's traditional, Polynesian realism. We also got barbers, professional massage, skate ramps, toys. So it's literally one-stop shop for art, fun, and amusement.
Yeah, it's an incredible shop, and such a trip. I mean, you did not go into a small shop, that is for sure. I mean, you guys opened a really, really big shop here in Wahiawa. The tattoo game in Hawaii is obviously super competitive. What made you decide to get into actually owning a shop?
I actually fell into owning a shop. Funny story is in 2018, I was actually leaving the shop that I was currently working at to travel the world and just be a traveling artist before my son was born. But just the shop that we were all working at the time, things fell short, and then just some drama followed by pretty much, how would I explain it? Yeah, the opportunity presented itself to open up a shop, and for one, we had such a great team at Vengeance that I didn't want to see everybody split and try to find a new home. So I threw the offer out to buy the shop from somebody, and they told me okay. And yeah, now here I am a year or so later, just kind of still trying to figure this out, but enjoying the ride.
Yeah, it's super, super awesome. You guys have, like you said, a really, really great staff. What can people expect when they come to Rising Tide Tattoo? What kind of experience are they going to get?
A fun one. Expect it not to be your typical tattoo experience. For example, it doesn't look like much, it looks great from the outside, but coming in, it's like a rabbit hole. It just gets deeper and deeper. And we're all about good music, and there's entertainment. So you're always watching something or watching us play with some kind of toy or instrument that we just picked up.
So cool. And how did you go about like picking your team, like you said, and your staff? You guys have so many incredible artists here, from young guns coming up the ladder to guys that are super established in the industry. How did you go about like who you really wanted to have on board?
I am blessed, I guess, the universe. I always try to look at things in a positive outlook. So when the shop first came around, like I said, a couple of us came from a different shop. So we were already pretty much established, and then all the newer guys and the guys that came on, granted we lost a few people, you know, gained, and things didn't work out, but I think it's just the overall positive energy that everybody in here brings. It started to draw people in, you know, they would come to visit, and the next thing you know, they're asking for a job. And it seems like just like having a positive outlook, we got together. It's not even a team, it's a family. Like everybody just bonds really well, and that's the most important part.
And I know you guys are super obviously into artwork. I was kind of hanging out at your station before you came in today, and we were talking about like how you like to collect Funkos and different types of stuff you like to collect. How did you get into collecting?
I'm a nerd. I've been from watching and reading comic books at as far as I can remember, I think since preschool, I was already painting Ninja Turtles. So, you know, that's what we had. We only could watch, what, cartoons for maybe till 12 o'clock or something like that on one day. I was like, we didn't have much. So it was just my imagination from a young age that got me into collecting. And so, yeah, now here I am, 33 years of age, still loving to do little kid stuff.
There's nothing wrong with that. I think we all like to be kids every day, that is for sure. And you and I actually met, speaking of comic books, through our good friend Luke at Dragon Slayer Comic Books in Mililani. Shout out to Luke and the crew over there. If you guys ever get a chance to stop in Mililani and you need some comic books, go check out Dragon Slayer. Those guys will hook you up, that is for sure. And speaking of that, I mean, obviously, do you have any favorite street artists or people that you're just into in general that maybe the general public doesn't really know about?
Oh man, that's a tough one. I don't really know too many artists by name just because social media blew up, so now you just see pieces, and I might know them by the Instagram name, but I've been actually following and studying a lot of what's his name? Muka paintings. Yeah. That's old. It's old, but it's phenomenal, and just his, I think it's more, I'm going back to like the Renaissance days, and you know, just the gothic feel, and that is more appealing to me than this modern day art, because a lot of it's done on computers and shit.
Yeah, totally. That is for sure. I mean, art's just all over the place. We live definitely in a 15-second world with Instagram and all the social media stuff. I know you mentioned traveling and stuff. I know you guys love to travel. You guys get inspired when you're on the road. Where are some of your favorite places to go when you get a chance to get on a plane and go wherever you want?
Oh, that's a tough one too. I was actually just talking about this, because as much as I love certain places, I don't really have a feel to go back to them. Like, I just was in Egypt. Actually, granted, Egypt, I need to go back to. It's such a mysterious place. And that is one place that will definitely open the minds of anybody who goes there. But I just came back from Bali too. The artwork out there, it's amazing how they carve everything into this, you know, the rocks and stuff. Like, so every place is a unique, like, you know, inspiration of art. But yeah, no, it's, I definitely love to travel, so I can't really say. Like, I was in Guam, and I definitely, like, Guam looks like a filter, you know. Guam and Bali is one place that when you're looking at it, like, naturally, it naturally looks like a filter. Like, it looks like you're looking at a Instagram filter, but it's real life photos, you know. So it's just world's beautiful, and my goal is to really just travel every place to get like the knowledge from everybody.
That's awesome, man. And then obviously, once you start, you know, becoming the owner of a tattoo shop, the business side kind of kicks in. What have you learned about just running a day-to-day operations of an actual business and being in that kind of grind side too, where you have to put down the art and actually, you know, maybe look at the numbers and that kind of fun stuff?
Don't hesitate to ask for help. You know, like, owning a business is difficult. Having a structure, paperwork and all the money, it's such a different world, you know. And like you said, I'm an artist, and so you definitely have to buckle down and just actually just stay on top of your stuff. And like I said, it helps to ask for help, I guess if I'm saying that correctly. Like, I talked to my old boss, you know, she helps out a lot. And just, you know, just going around talking to Dragon's Lair, Luke at Dragon's Lair, like, you know, just how the structure, and at the end of the day, like, this is on you. So it's definitely, and keeping open-minded, and, you know, and just understanding that's going to be hard, but like life, you can make it through any situation. You keep a good heart and a good mindset, I guess.
That's some good advice right there. So for all you business heads, hopefully you got something out of that right there, and maybe a little tip or trick on that one. I also notice every time I come in this shop, you have a crew that actually is always in the shop, man. It's like, I go to a lot of other tattoo shops or other places of business, and people aren't always there, you know, but it seems like your crew is always at their station. They're practicing their craft. I see them on tracing paper, working on stuff. Do you think, you know, that really separates your crew from a lot of the others?
Yes, it does. It's that bond as a family. It's like when you're at work, you don't feel like you're working. You know, you just feel like you're at your friend's house or, you know, your family's house. Everybody's drawing. Right now, we have that online COD that everybody downloads. So it's cool. We all get together and we play that. You know, it's just some sort of entertainment that just keeps us occupied and keeps us happy. It's almost like, you know, people escape from work. You know, home is their escape. Like, it's almost like for us, work is escape from reality just because, like, there's so much going on.
And then as far as your artists and stuff, like, for you, is there a certain thing that you really specialize in? I know when I see your Instagram, you kill it on the Polynesian stuff. You kill it on, you know, doing flowers and stuff like that. Is there one thing you like to do? You like to do it all?
I like to do it all. Not too much a fan of color. That's why we have other artists that we can give the work to that will kill it in color, you know. But ornamental, I would say, is what right now I specialize in. That's what everybody comes to me for. And it's really fun, and I actually love to do it. And yeah, the patterns in paisley, that thing, it just comes naturally. It's like I'm an artist that I draw what I see, you know. You put a picture in front of me, I can mimic it, I can draw it. But if you ask me to draw a couch or a dog, like, off of my memory, you'll get a little kid cartoonish look. But when it comes to, like, patterns and paisley and Polynesian, that's what I naturally see. Like, I'll look at a person and I'll see circles and triangles and shapes to, like, break them down. So for me, I guess that work comes more easily.
Right on. And I was actually talking to Jonathan, who interns for you guys, or apprentices, I should say, at the shop. How important would you say apprenticing and interning is to somebody who's trying to get in the industry for the first time?
That's important in many ways. By apprenticing, you figure we have 7 great artists in this shop. So by being an apprentice, you'll gain the knowledge from 7 great artists who specialize in 7 different things. So therefore, your skill set at the end of your apprenticeship will just be phenomenal. You know, you create your Downey, like Jonathan, you create his art. Also, you learn the do's and don'ts, you know, and then you gain the respect. But for an apprentice to the shop, their job is very important. And without them, we wouldn't be running as smoothly as we are, because, you know, they do all the work that gives us time to focus on our art. You know, we don't have to worry about cleaning and stuff, and then they're handling the front desk where we don't have to stop what we're doing to go deal with the client and then go back, because then it, you know, like, just stopping and going for a tattoo, like, that hurts after a while. And so they're very important for us, and then for, I guess, them growing as artists.
And speaking of cleanliness, I notice it too when I walk in the shop. You guys keep a super, super tight, clean shop. Some shops don't, just because, especially when you get a bigger staff, but you guys have been able to maintain that. How important is that to your business?
That's very important. Cleanliness is number one. Like, you can have phenomenal artists in an unsterile shop, and that's infections, because what people don't realize is that, you know, there's blood that gets everywhere, all the ink and stuff, that's bacteria, that's cells, and, you know, like, stuff like that. So most important thing is cross-contamination. And like I said, that's where the apprentice comes in. You know, I can't say we take any credit. Like, he comes in here early, takes care of everything. So when we get in here, we just have to focus on working. So, yeah, but cleanliness is number one. Like,
right on. That's super, super solid to hear that for sure. And then I was going to ask you also, like, how far in advance do people have to book out for any of your artists here? Is it a couple weeks, or if somebody wants to come down and get a tattoo, you guys kind of do the walk-in thing as well?
We take them all. We can do the walk-ins. We always have an artist that can at least get you in within the week. And yeah, sometimes some artists are more booked than others. I personally only book out for about a month, just because I don't know where I'm gonna be at that general time. Like, I'm such a wanderer that I travel a lot. And we do have a lot of artists that do go on at conventions and stuff, but we always have somebody here to help you out.
There you go, guys. So make sure to stop by Rising Tide Tattoo in Wahiawa. You're going to have a killer experience. And just for fun, to get off the tattoo subject for a second, I know you guys said You guys are always jamming music and having fun. What are some of your favorite bands or hip hop artists, or what are you kind of into music wise?
Oh man, it's such a range, variety. Like, we listen to like from Stevie Wonder's to like, who have I listening to lately? Anderson .Paak, is that his name? Anderson yeah. .Paak kills it. His Pandora is phenomenal. And then it goes from that to like no country. We don't jam country. Like pretty much everything you can find. No techno and country. We don't listen to that crap. Like, I mean, no offense to anybody who does. Like, some of it's good, but for the most part, it's such a wide variety of music. Sorry.
Oh no, it's all good, man. Little hip hop, little punk rock. It's all good for sure. So, I always let people too when they get on the show.
Hall and Oates is the shit.
There you go, boys and girls. Make sure to check out Hall and Oates. If you guys don't know who that is, you need to. One of the greatest songwriting duos of all time, for sure. And then also, I always let people come on the show. How can people find you on Instagram and find out more about what Rising Tide's up to?
You can always find us on Instagram. I think it's Rising_Tide_Tattoos, Facebook, or you can Google our shop. But the best way to find out about our shop is to just stop by 177 South Kamehameha Highway in Waihewa, right across Taco Bell. Yeah, definitely stop by. You get a much better feel. You can definitely hang out, check out the shop, and yeah, cruise.
Right on. What do you guys see finishing 2019 and heading into 2020? What are some of your last-minute goals for the year, and then heading into the new decade? What kind of things you see happening?
Surviving. No, we have actually big plans. I don't want to spoil it yet, but we have some moves in the make. So I definitely see a growth in the shop by 2020.
All right. Well, there you go. And then also, I just wanted to talk really fast about, do you guys pay attention a lot to like the new inks that are coming out, and equipment wise, like you guys always kind of paying attention to that stuff, like, equipment and what's happening on that end of the industry?
No, not necessarily. Yeah, we're so, I mean, personally, maybe a couple artists here, yeah, they focus on that, but my mindset is so different. I just stick to one machine until it kind of like craps out on me. But I know, like, Cheyenne, kills it in the game, but I have a Bishop that, like, it's like my favorite machine right now. So there's certain guys that's been in the game for a long time that are still killing it.
All right. Well, there we go. Is there anything else you want to give any shout-outs to your staff? And then also maybe let everybody know who's on your staff really fast. I know you have like 5 or 6, 7 guys here. So if you want to give those guys a little plug.
Oh, yeah, man. Now we got to go down the list. Right now we got Brian, Swan, Grace, Swerve, Ryson, Andy, Kelsey, and definitely Downey. These are the guys that make us. This is the reason why this shop is phenomenal and why we work the way we do. We also give a big shout out to our brother Cliff right now. He's serving the military in Afghanistan. He's also part of our team. Phenomenal artist. His call, it's his time to go again. So, just wish him the best of luck. God bless him and make it back safely.
Cool. Well, so thankful to have you on the show, man. It's good finally getting to sit down with you and stuff. I know you're always super busy working and doing your thing. And it's an early Saturday morning, and I'm sure you guys are going to be busy today. So thank you once again for coming on the show. Wishing you all the best finishing the year 2019 and heading into 2020. And thanks a lot, man. Really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. One more shout out to Cherish. Another one, Cherish, who's a really big help with us. But thank you for having me on the show.
Thanks, Donovan. All right, guys. Well, there you go. Wrapping up another one for you. Hope you enjoyed it. And as I always say, stay safe, stay sound, and we'll talk to you soon. All right, guys. Well, there you go. Another episode in the books. Episode number 31. Thank you, Donovan, once again for coming on the show. I wanted to thank your whole staff over there at Rising Tide Tattoo, an amazing, amazing crew of guys and gals, super, super talented human beings. If you're coming out to Hawaii for the first time and you want to get some tattoo work done, make sure to check out Rising Tide Tattoo in Wahiawa. If you want to find the shop, the easiest way to find the shop, you're going to be heading out to the North Shore. More than likely, you're going to have to go through Wahiawa, and you're going to see this huge, huge building downtown right across from Taco Bell, right on the main highway, Cam Highway, or known as Kamehameha Highway. You cannot miss the shop. Make sure to stop in. Those guys will hook you up. So with that being said, it's the fall. We're heading into winter. We're going to get some amazing guests to close out the year 2019, head into 2020, and keep this train rolling. If it's your first time checking out the show, thank you, welcome, and make sure to check out all the episodes behind this one. And as I always say, thank you guys for taking the time to even check out the podcast. It's grassroots. It's just me doing my thing, hanging out with really, really cool, talented people. Hope you guys have enjoyed it this year as 2019 has flown by, the decade has flown by, and life just keeps on going. So with that in mind, as I always say, stay safe, stay sound, and until next time, we'll talk to you soon.